Lazy Motel Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast, brought to you by Louis, Jesse, Ricardo, Martinez. We got special guest, Mr. Nick Dean in the house. Everybody clap, everybody clap.
I'm on the pod.
Yeah, hell yeah. Nick Dean is on the scene. This cat, dude, you're sharp, bro. You look like a fucking young John Elway, bro, without buck teeth, bro. I love you, Nick Dean. You're fucking funny as fuck, dude.
Well, thank you.
So, I heard you voted for Kanye, bro.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get another black man into the White House.
Yeah, that's cool.
Apparently, nobody
that's
else cool. wanted to get behind it.
Yeah, no. Bella, my little dog, she's 14, right?
Right.
So I said, you know what? You're old enough to vote. So I got her ballot, and she voted for Kanye, too, dude.
Did you really get her a ballot?
No.
I was like, does that work?
Allegedly, all right.
But you did?
No, I did. No, I didn't.
You did?
You probably could, dude. You can fucking
You probably could send one in for your dog like I did.
Nah, man. There's a good joke by a white comedian right now going around about his family dying of COVID.
Right.
And then all of them still voting for Biden.
Right.
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a good joke. I like it. But, yeah, man. Shit, this COVID season 2 really put a damper on comedy, dude. I haven't seen you around since Blush and Blue, man, since that open mic, dude.
There's nothing, where would you even, you can't even go inside, right?
No, I'm doing the outdoor mic at Brews on Colfax.
I didn't even know that was happening.
So, yeah, no, I just barely started posting about it, but it's outdoors, it's all outdoors.
Right.
They got heaters, all that shit, so you gotta just survive for the next fucking, it's not this week, but we got a new one coming next week.
First of the year
on the 1st. So, you know, just wear a jacket and bring some gloves, you know. Somebody forgot some gloves over there. I think O'Shea Boggess jacked them, but I'm not saying nothing. You'll get them back from him. He'll probably bring them and forget them the next mic, you know what I mean?
You should give Best Set a pair of gloves.
Yeah. What was funny, what was crazy is God fucking helps you, you know what I mean? I don't know if you believe in God. But
Almighty
was,
Lord?
Yeah, the Almighty Lord fucking will provide for you, you know? Because I was leaving the open mic when it was Bruise Bros with me and Brian, and I had the mic set up and everything in my Postmates bag. Everything fit in my Postmates bag. The mic, the speaker, the wire, the stand, the fucking Clorox wipes, the Lysol. Because you got to have all that shit, you know? But it all fit perfect. Right. In my Postmates bag, and I'm riding home.
Real fast, on that, have you ever noticed nobody ever, like will change out mics or, like, wipe the mic down, but the cord?
Oh, I wipe everything down when I start the whole thing.
The cord?
The cord, yeah.
After every person?
Not after every person, but, like, I wipe the cord off good when I start. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I wipe everything down, man. That's, like, I'm not scared of COVID. It's, like, but I know sicknesses could kill you, bro. I'm not stupid.
Right.
That's like my dad got lucky and didn't die of COVID. He got COVID in jail, dude.
Like even way before this, when I was 18 years old, over, you know, 10 years ago, when we went to the strip club, they would spray the pole down with 409 between chicks.
Yeah, that was just normal. Bro. Yeah, dude. Those juices got that WAP.
Yeah, dude.
They got that WAP.
It's just whack. It's that wet ass COVID. I'll tell you
wet
what.
Wet ass COVID all over the poles and shit, dude. Whack ass COVID, dude. It's lame, dude. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Like, I just don't get it. But I heard you did some big things still recently, yeah?
I've been doing gigs. I was at the Funny Bone.
Oh, man, that's not too far away. How far is that? That's how far of a drive.
They do. So when you're driving there from Denver to Omaha, it's probably about 8 hours. But funny enough, if you're driving from Omaha to Denver.
The time change.
No, it's only 7 because there's no drugs in the car. You could drive so much faster.
Oh, all right. All right.
That's a good Nebraska joke for you. That one rips in Nebraska.
Okay.
Rips, bro.
Yeah.
Are we doing bits? What are we doing?
No, we're not doing bits. We're
Listen
just bullshitting.
I'm gonna rip some bits.
All right, that's cool, dude.
I wrote like something down like 3 or 4 days ago, and it was honestly the first thing I've written down that had so much like malleable stuff and like a punchline or two in it. And I just, you know, like one of those things only happens once in a while.
Yeah.
And then I just like, I couldn't do it. And I was just like, these motherfuckers, I want to be out there doing this bit. So if you're ready, I was going to do it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, dude, try it. Don't pretend this is bruise right now, bro.
No way. That's too weird.
I tried something last night and I came up with something this morning, dude, that's going to change it. So last night. I said I've been using whitening toothpaste.
Right.
And I even forgot the start of the joke because I said I've been using whitening toothpaste. I was like, but it don't work when you smoke and brush your teeth at the same time. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Then I was going to say, but I think the whitening toothpaste works because what I said was it's making my plaque white. And think it's got white privilege, and it's like, I'm tired of these beans and tacos and shit, motherfucker, you know? I was like, but now I'm going to say it's making my taste buds white, and now I don't like beans and tacos no more, you know what I mean? Instead of saying the plaque, I'm going to say the whitening toothpaste is making my taste buds whiter, so now I don't like beans and chili no more, dude. I only like fucking country gravy.
I only like country gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Some honky shit, dude. I can't eat my world's famous dirty Mexican rice no more.
are pork rinds, are those? Who do those go for?
Pork rinds are just delicious, dude.
Yeah, but who makes them? Who started
fucking
that?
Fucking Mexicans, bro. That's what I thought. Like chicharrones on your thing, bro. You know what I mean?
Right. Because so, our swine, they're probably from Spain.
Yeah, and that's why you never get skin from a pig. Because they cook everything.
Right.
You never see pig skin fucking boots or nothing, right? Right. I got to go let Bella off the chain.
Because it's good.
Shit. What? Go run around. Go play.
Bella's off the chain, y'all. You better watch it. Around. We're in hot on the trot. What's up, Bella?
Go love Nick Dean. Go.
Oh, you're all snowy. Get down.
No, she's fine. She could be snowy.
Yeah, not on me.
Yeah, on you, whatever. She's the princess, bro.
Get out.
Huh, Bella? Look, she's going to ruin the podcast. Come here.
You little rat.
Yeah, she ain't having it, dude. She ain't going on. She ain't going to get her. He is legit running around the house chasing his dog right now. You locked her in that room?
Hell yeah. She could bark in the room. She's not ruining this podcast, bro. This is my homie Nick Dean. I know we both love Bella, but, man, she's bad. Man,
she's in there. She's furious.
She could be in there for 5 minutes.
She'll get in it.
She's going to learn time out.
That's good. That's
no, good. You know what she'll do? She'll go lay in my clean clothes and go to sleep.
Yeah.
She's sharp like that, bro.
Yeah.
Not my dirty clothes, my clean clothes, dude.
She'll get you all.
She lays in my clean clothes,
yeah, she wants
dude.
To be clean. She don't want those sweaty
She's
ass.
She's sharp, bro. She's sharp.
Blunt-filled ass clothes you got fucking sitting in there.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Your shit, dude. Let me get a Mountain Dew, my player.
Oh, you want
a
Mountain Dew?
Hell yeah, let me rip into a Dew. I haven't had a soda in a couple days. I'm in. I can fucking have one.
Whatchamacallit?
I try to relax, you know.
Are you vegan? Like
no,
Georgia?
I eat meat. I mostly eat meat, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I eat.
So you're Joe Rogan, and she's the opposite.
I wouldn't say I'm Joe Rogan, because I like the science behind, like, the portion of meat should be as big as your palm.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like the vegetables are just as many as I fucking want. I just go hard on vegetables. And the sauce, don't even worry about the sauce.
Yeah. Like,
if you're having broccoli, carrots, Brussels, some green beans, and like a piece of nice little steak, I'm gonna put some teriyaki sauce on it. You know, you can have a little
I'm the sauce king, bro. I fucking throw down. That's like on one of my ghetto gourmets. For my birthday,
right.
We go up to Taco Bell. I grab like 40 fucking fire sauces.
Right.
I come back to the crib, and I stab up a bunch of pork ribs, and fucking I marinate them in the fire sauce, dude.
In the sauce.
In the fire sauce, dude. Nice. My dad came up with that recipe, dude. We was fucking broke as fuck, dude, and all we had was thin steaks, like Mexican thin steaks.
Right, flanks.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck, dog. I walked over to Taco Bell, because the Rockies won or made like past 7 points or whatever when you get the 2 free tacos.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, or that's some bullshit. Up. Some bullshit like that. They score more than 10 or whatever, you know. But my dad went up there and he got his 2 free tacos. And he came back with 2 handfuls of fuck fire sauce, bro. And he marinated those steaks in them. That's the best marinade I ever had, son.
Dumb.
Fire sauce, dude. Just go steal you 2 handfuls. They'll fucking let you, bud. They're down. But yeah, don't that's give a the fuck. Best marinade ever, dude. Fucking for real.
That's a good idea, actually, using free sauce as a marinade.
Yeah, dude. It's the ghetto gourmet, bro. I do it all the time, dude. I got a fucking whole fucking thing full of fucking barbecue sauce, fire sauce. Like,
you got to get a ghetto gourmet cookbook going.
The best is that sparkle sauce from fucking Popeyes.
How to cook on a budget, dog.
Oh, dude. What was crazy is me and my dad, we fucking get high as fuck over there at that house.
Right.
But we were never hungry, bro. I was like a fat crackhead, bro. It was the best and the worst.
What do you mean you were never hungry, though?
Because fucking my dad would go to
Because you ate so much. Yeah,
And it was kind of a rule we had, dude, is when you got home from work, before you went out and got dope, dude, you had to fucking sit down and eat, do the dishes. You know, like a fucking like a prison, bud. Before you
hold
fucking
on, you're
do this shit.
Time out.
You gotta have one second, morals when you get high.
You're telling me, you did this with your father?
Yeah.
Your dad was like, "Yo, we're gonna get high, but I need you to eat your vegetables first."
Yeah, we gotta eat
or
something.
Whatever
first.
We get.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking, like we'd get.
Taught you how to.
We'd go to the
right.
food bank and we'd go get fucking big bags of rice.
Right.
Can
right.
fucking, you know, we
stay in line and shit.
Yeah, all the essentials, bro. Like we always had beans, bro. We'd have a pot of beans every other day.
Yeah. Did you ever get like Burger King would send you a fucking meal for your birthday?
Nah.
Oh, dog. It's like I remember we'd be broke as fuck. Same thing. We'd be like going and staying in line at the church, get fucking foods, boxes of food and shit. And it was like right around my birthday and they hit me with one of those, like a free meal for your birthday. And then that, like the next month I got another one. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then I got another one. And I was like, oh shit, this is tight. And my dad was like, yeah, I'm signing you up a lot. I had a birthday every month from Burger King, dude. I was like, this is the shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then
that's
always,
how you do it.
Yeah,
dude.
You know?
My dad was sharp, bro. Even though that's like,
But I didn't. My dad would. They tried to. I don't know. They didn't. He did drugs like that, but he didn't.
That's like my dad was.
They hit it well.
My dad was crazy, dude. I remember he had a nice little house off in Golden over here off security.
Right.
And it was a tight little crib and all this shit. And then all of a sudden, he went to jail for a year. He got caught with fucking 8 kilos, bro, in that house, bro. And I remember back in the day, my dad used to do crazy shit, like show up in a fucking limo to pick me up for the weekend.
Right.
Like, my
some
dad,
baller shit.
Yeah, my just dad as, had a fucking leather trench coat with the fucking Uzi pocket in it, bud. With the Uzi in the pocket, son. Like a Chief Marshal, like fucking like Sicaros or fucking, whatever, narcos, bud. You know what I mean? Like fucking crazy shit, dude.
He's like, listen, before you put the Uzi in the pocket, you clean the gun.
Yeah,
he's got rules and shit.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, no, but my dad, he was crazy, dude. It was just crazy times back then, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That was fucking early 80s, bud. It was fucking wild, bro.
Yeah, that's
like,
nice.
Oh man. Nah, dude, your dad, but your parents hid their. How many brothers? You got brothers and sisters?
No, I am an only child.
Me too, bro. We're awesome, bro.
Yeah, I had.
Your parents stopped that perfection.
Yeah, they had one kid, and my brother died when he was 9 months old.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, you know. It should happen. He just rolled over in his crib, suffocated himself.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's why I tell that. You ever heard that SIDS bit? I've been trying to. I try to work out.
Nah.
Dude, I did it in front of them. I don't know how that went. it was pretty rough.
Man.
But
yeah, my mom hates all my comedy, dude. I can't.
Really?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right, that's like the only thing.
My mom hates all my comedy.
The only thing my mom thought was funny, like in the past year, was we was watching the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
When they do the trading husbands. Right. And the black husband goes to the white family and he's all, these people don't even use washcloths. And he's right. all talking shit about them using the bar soap on their body. And right. my mom fucking hates that, dude. Because right, I fucking, right. I use my loofah. I don't use her bar soap, dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I go, well, I do use my bar soap just to fucking soap up my nuts so I could shave them. And she goes, don't use my soap for that shit. Use the fucking washcloth that she got on.
Right,
but that's
right,
like
right.
the only thing she got, she laughed about in the past year was a Dave Chappelle bit.
Right, of course.
You know what I mean?
But not dude, the rest of it?
Nah, she didn't fuck. My mom fucked, dude. My mom.
She's stoned.
Oh, dude. She's crazy, dude.
She's stone cold.
She's from the east side. She used to live across the street from the Purina Dog Factory right there.
Right, right, right.
Right there under by the highway, dude.
Just hanging out.
That's where she grew up, dude, in the hood, bro.
Right.
She was poor, dude. My grandpa was poor, dude. You know?
Yep. Right by the factory.
Yeah, and the reason why she's such a thug is she's the youngest with four brothers.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's brutal.
Oh, dude. My uncles are crazy, too, dude. My
are
uncles
they?
Are fucking, they're cool, but, man, some of them are fucking off the chain, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I got an uncle, and some people say it's not cool, but his name's Adolf, and I think he's got a cool name, dude.
My I mean, uncle I think you gotta, people got to let that
say
shit go.
Uncle
it's just a
Adolf,
name.
Dude.
Yeah.
Say Uncle Adolf, dude. You'll come to grow. It'll grow on you, bro.
I mean, it's not a bad name. People,
then,
I mean, one person take. I mean, you can't just let him have it, right?
Yeah, and he used to work at the beer distributing company. So he'd have beer on Sundays when you couldn't buy beer.
Right.
So I'd be like, let me call my Uncle Adolf, dude. Everybody loved my Uncle Adolf, dude. How could that be a bad name, dude? You know,
he had
beer on
Sunday,
Sundays,
bro.
Dude. Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
It's like the Prohibition days.
Dude,
he was like the Kennedys.
He'd either have Coronas or Sol. The other
right.
Mexican beer,
yeah,
that
it.
Sol, I love
yeah.
Sol, bro. I can't even drink Corona.
No Modelo popular? Or is that,
yeah,
is
Modelo
that
was popular, but then it was...
I like Modelo.
Like, he'd get broken cases.
Right, of course, damaged ones.
So he'd get damaged cases for fucking $3-4.
Right.
He'd sling them for $10, bud.
Right, right, right.
Still under $12 what they cost at the store, $10 a case. One of them might be broke.
Yep.
One of the box might just be wet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So fucking
damage
he
is
used
damage,
to slang,
though.
He used to slang beer, bro.
Yeah.
He used to slang
I was,
beer, dude.
I did,
was gangster.
I did
for the Bronco games on a fucking Sunday, dude. Fucking in a dry when fucking you used to not be able to buy liquor on Sunday, dude. We fucking make money, dog.
Dude, I bet. That's crazy. They would have football on Sunday and you couldn't sell beer.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go to the bar.
You'd have to go to the bar or to
right.
my Uncle Adolf, but
right, or Adolf, he got you.
Hell yeah, nah, dude.
That's tight.
And you're from Nebraska? Where are
yeah,
you from?
Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah, South Omaha. You would feel comfortable there.
Maybe.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
got
yeah.
Mexicans out there. Yeah,
that's
dude.
All in South Omaha. That's all I grew up Mexican.
There's
yeah, yeah,
Mexicans,
yeah.
Dude, everywhere. Bro.
If anybody from Omaha is listening to this, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, Lewis would be a South Omaha kid for sure.
I fit in good everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
That's like I had the band Pepper think that I was Big Lou from Honolulu.
What band Pepper?
The band Pepper from Hawaii.
Right.
We seen him in San Fran, or we seen him in L.A., and then...
You just went and watched a show.
We went and watched a show, and then we seen him again in Arizona, like, about 3 weeks later.
Right.
I was doing Neon Glass, and it was crazy, because we were doing the store in Arizona, and then all of a sudden, the band's there again.
What's Neon Glass?
We were doing Neon Glass in the Target stores.
Right, okay.
Neon,
okay.
You know how
right.
they...
Right, put neon
Targets,
in it. You were putting
yeah,
neon
we're
in it.
Yeah, we installing
right.
neon. Right. So, and then we seen the band
that's
again.
That's just dying, isn't it? Neon? People don't do that shit anymore?
No, it's the LED light's bright enough to compete now.
Right.
But nothing beats fucking the
neon's
neon,
cool.
dude. Neon's
right.
awesome, bro. It's
it sounds
a gas,
cool.
It's a gas inside of a blown
tube.
Tube
yeah, it's cool. So
and that's
sound.
Artistry blowing the tube. You know what I mean? Anything
right.
like any kind of artisan like that is awesome, dude. You know what
would
I mean?
Would you do that? What would you do?
We would install, but I used to pump the glass, which involves blowing and making a little pocket on the end,
right,
that you'd actually squirt a little drop of mercury into,
right,
because the red lights have argon and mercury in it, and that's what makes right. them burn red.
Right,
the metal,
right,
and it's crazy, dude. What kind of elements you got to put in there to make them glow different colors, dude? Because it is essentially a gas. You pump the gas in, and then you heat up the ends and you snip them off.
Right,
close them off and fucking, and then the gas is stuck in there with the electrons going in on each side.
Yeah, gets it fired up.
Yeah, and that's what, it's crazy, dude. But we were installing that. Then we go see the band Pepper, and these guys recognize me because we were fucking bullshitting with them, smoking weed with them in L.A. Mm-hmm. at their show. And they're like, yo, you're Big Lou. And I was like, yeah. They're like, you're Big Lou from Honolulu. And I was like, yeah, man. And I just went with it, right. dude. Oh, man. We had so many chicks at the apartment that night, dude. Fuck, dude, with the band hanging out at the pool, dude. It was off the chain, dude. It was so dope, bro.
That's hilarious.
It was great, dude. That's like we were smoking weed with the drummer. And the security comes over and grabs my homeboy. And we were just getting done to the last of the joint, right? So he's all, and throws it on the ground, and that dude pulls him like this. And he's all, what did I say about getting stoned in here? And my homeboy goes, I'm not getting stoned. And he's just blowing smoke in that dude's fucking face like that, dude. And we almost got kicked out. And then the drummer goes, these are our homeboys, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's hilarious.
Yo, dude, it was great, dude. It was a good fucking night, bro.
Tearing it up.
You got to go with the flow, dude. You got to go with the flow, dude.
Yeah, you got to fucking pretend you're someone else in a band and...
Yeah, or just fucking from their hometown, bro. Just pretend, bro. Get in.
No, I'm into it. Yeah, I like that shit. I used to try to sneak into buildings and get on the roofs when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
I always thought that was fun. And I remember being in elevators and shit when I was, like, 16 with, like, people in the office. And I'd just be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, just go to the mailroom. Just like trying to fucking fake my way through. We got caught a couple times, but I've never partied with no bands before.
No?
No.
You ever meet anybody famous?
Ran into Rob Zombie one time. Like,
oh, yeah?
Right when Twitter came out, someone tweeted he was at a record shop, and I was like, oh shit, if he's at that record shop, he ain't gonna be there when I get there. If he's looking at records, there's only one more. So let me go to that one.
All right.
And then he walked in like right after I did. And I went up to him. I was like, yo, man, like, I really like your music and shit. Cause I've seen him live.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, cool. And I was like, ah, damn, he's an asshole. And then his bandmates were super cool. They were like, oh, thanks, bro. Like, they're,
yeah.
I was like, damn, I don't even know how many like bands he flips over. If like he always has the same people, I don't really know a lot about him. But no, I've never really hung out with like a Dave Coulier. I sold his merch one time. Fucking Joey.
That's crazy. One time I met fucking Too Short, bro.
That's tight.
Yeah, it was
you
at
smoke weed with him?
No, it was at we were at the Barbecue Brothers on 6th and Washington right there. Downtown.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
We were at Barbecue Bros eating, and we had just got done off of work and shit. And my homeboy goes, yo, dog, that looks like Too Short. And I look over and I was like, kind of does, you know? And I was like, nah, it's just another black dude eating Barbecue Brothers and shit.
You don't want to be rude, you know?
Yeah,
you don't want
to
be like,
nah, it's not him. And then he goes over to get some sweet tea. So I'm like, I'm looking. And when he turns to go get some sweet tea, he's got a big old diamond and fucking platinum too. Around his neck, dude, big old chain. I was like, oh, that's fucking Too Short, fool. That's Too Short, dog. So we went over there, or I went and got some sweet tea, and I was like, what's up, short dog? And he's like, what's up, player? And he gives me daps and little hug like that. And I was like, yo, you're one of my favoriteest rappers of all time. And he's like, what's the best thing I ever spit? And I was like, she slobbed on my knob like corn on the cob. And he's like, yeah, playa. And he fucking gives me daps again. And then he came and he sat by us, me and my homeboy Lee. And he's like, yo, dog. He's like, you guys are real cool. Denver Cats. He's like, what you doing? And we're like, we just got done doing tile. And we're like, man, your show's all sold out. And he's like, if I could give you tickets, I'd give you tickets. But I ain't got none. You know what I mean? He's right. Like, you cats are cool. Then my homeboy Leonard went out to the truck, and he grabbed his CD case. And he had the You Nasty CD.
Oh, shit. He's like, sign the CD?
He's like, will you sign this cover? And homeboy signed it, dude, on the front. He put Life Is in big old letters. And then on the inside, when it looks like he's eating that bitch's ass out and smoking a blunt,
yeah,
he put Too Short 2007 and shit, dude. It was nice. Tight, dude. That's I was tight. Like, but he was cool as fuck, dude. He had white hair and his beard and goatee. And his mustache right. and goatee, his shit was all turning white and shit.
Right.
I was like, he's an old-ass pimp, son.
Yeah.
I was like, that shit was crazy, though, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, you got me going to Comedy Works all the time, Nick Dean. You told me at Niklo's one time, you're like, dude, you're fucking funny. You need to start going to Comedy Works more. And I did, bro. I started calling in all the time. Like, I used to call in and try to make it a joke, bud. Like, I'd say all my names.
Right.
And I'd fucking spell all my names. You know what I mean?
What? So, hold on. Why would you do that?
Because.
Why like, was that I, the first idea? Because
it took fucking. I used to do it off and on, maybe call in twice a month and shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I never get called back, nothing, you know what I mean? I really didn't know how to go check the list or none of that shit, you know what I mean?
Right, so you just leave a message, just wait for a call back.
Yeah, I didn't know what was up, dog, so I fucked up. This is my bad, you know what I mean?
But did you listen to the messages then?
Sometimes. I don't listen. But what you said is like, dude, you just need to go down there.
Yeah,
he's like, you just need to go down there and sign up too.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I do, dude. And that really helped, bro, because I fucking went in there, I signed up, and then fucking 2-3 times signing up, dude, they had me on my newbie set.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? That helps, because you know.
And I should have done that a long time ago, dude. Like, I kicked myself in the ass, like, trying to figure shit out on my own, to where I should have asked somebody like you questions, you know what I mean?
About
how to get in this game, dude, because it's a crazy game, dude. It's weird, it's different, you know what I mean? I think I'm doing pretty decent, you know what I mean, right now?
Hell yeah.
You know, you had your feature spot.
I was pumped. Fuck,
yeah, dude, that's killer, man. That's I can't wait about. To do shit like that, too, man. I just can't wait, dude, you know? Talking with Dick Black. I've been rapping with Dick Black a lot.
Yeah, dude. He's old school.
And he's, yeah, man. And
he's been around a long time.
For real, dude. And he's sharp, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he was telling me, he's like, I got shit in the bag ready for when this COVID shit's done, bro. He's like, I want to get back out there. And I feel him, too. Like, fucking having my little open mic and all that, it works. So,
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm better that I can do a good 15-20 minute set for somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And to point on Dick Black, he's got good attitude.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to get in that drama bullshit.
No, he's, you know what I mean? That's exactly what
I mean. Shit happens and shit goes down. You got to deal with it what you got to deal with. But I mean, some people are just like, that's what they're living for.
Yeah, don't make a headache for yourself. Exactly. You just can't, man.
Right. It's much better to take, you know, you got to take a little, you know, it's okay to take a couple days off. Some people freak the fuck out. They act like you got to go with every day. It's like, nah,
that's
man.
Like, and I got upset because Armstrong had me, and he's got a little showcase and then open mic at X on Sundays now.
Is he still doing that?
No, he's not doing it right now.
That's what I thought.
But I was supposed to be on the last little showcase over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it didn't happen, bro, because fucking there was people that said, oh, how could you have this?
Oh, the show did. The show happened, yeah, but you didn't get to do it.
The show was supposed to happen, but then, like 2-3 days before it, there was all. How could you do it with these new restrictions on and this and this and that?
Oh, they got on him about.
Yeah,
doing
they
it.
Got on everybody, oh, or they right, started right, posting right. on the event about that shit.
Who?
Somebody. So, you know what I mean? What
yeah, I got you.
But
got
you know, see, it happens. A Karen. Man. A Karen did. A Karen
yeah.
Did,
yeah, I got you. I don't read that shit, man. I stay out of that. I'm a. I like that. I like that term, the post and ghost. I'm into that.
Yeah, no, Joe Rogan's.
Yeah, dude, I'm into that.
Yeah, no, dude.
The second I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been doing. I don't even get on to Instagram, bro, because I just check out girls' feet.
Yeah, that's it.
No, yeah, it's either girls' feet or whatchamacallit, bro. You go on to Instagram Live, and, like, you don't notice who you add.
Right.
Like, I added some. She looked fine.
Right.
Turns out it's some fucking Brazilian tranny fucking that just on her live, she just stares at you and grabs her fake boob like this. And I was like, this is not entertaining at all, dude. Why did I fucking sign up for this? So I went down from like 3,000. I just been deleting everything.
Oh, yeah. 3,000? Yeah, just start over.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. I'm about to, dude. Fucking start over.
Yeah, it don't matter. What is it? You know what I mean? Make a million of them. Who gives a shit?
No, I've been doing that. So I've been making, I got like a list of emails in one of my notebooks.
Like, from people?
They're just emails. Like, suck my balls, 303, 420.
That you made?
Yeah, that I made. And I made them so on when I get my phone back hooked up, what I've been doing is I've been playing that Mitts play on my phone.
What's that?
It's just a little, like, if you play video games on your phone or something, mm-hmm. this gives you credit for playing those dumb games. You know what I mean? So you get,
does it play ads?
No, you don't play ads. It's just you playing the game, like reaching certain points in the game.
Right.
You'll get like fucking 5 levels up on Mitt's play, which is worth like, you know, anywhere from fucking 300 to 700 points.
Right.
Now you get 3,000 points.
Right.
You get $10 on PlayStation, dude. I got fucking $20 sitting on PlayStation.
Oh, you're playing games to buy games.
So I'm playing games to get games, dude. Yeah, dude. I'm fucking like the Shift Smart. I'm still doing Shift Smart, dude. And you hooked me up with that.
Hell yeah, dude. Shift Smart's a fucking scam, son.
So Shift Smart is doing a thing right now, dude. The survey is open this survey and take a screenshot of this and send it to us. And that's the survey for $15.
Killer.
How easy is that, dude? Yeah. How fucking easy is that? Dude, you're taking a screenshot and sending it to this motherfucker and they're sending you $15 for that shit, dude?
Yeah.
Gangster, dude.
Dude, I did. It was funny. It was me and George's first year dating. And we went on a 2-week road trip to 2 different music festivals. And one of them was in Vegas. And leading up months before, we were like, let's try to like save some money. And we'll like try to look up like some coupons or something. Like, and I always remember growing up, my parents and shit would, and like my parents' friends who gambled a lot would get like free shit for the casinos when they get a trip, when they go to Vegas. So I was like, how do they do that? So I found a bunch of apps where you play those casino games. Yeah. And me and her just banged out like 4 months of playing these casino games and never spending any of the stuff.
Yeah, you get all the extra.
Dude, until then. And then we cashed out and got a bunch of coupons for like buy one, get one buffets and shit. And we fucked up. We got back to our hotel one morning because the music festival went all night. So we got back in the morning. We're like, we're going to grab breakfast and then we'll go to bed. And I was like, all right, we're going to go to Circus. So we got to buy one, get one. And dude, we were walking for at least an hour and I stopped and I asked some guy and I was like, hey, like we've been walking for a while. Like on the map, Circus is right here, but I've never been to Vegas. It's like, oh, it's so far. And he's like, you're so far away. We ended up walking for 4 hours.
It wasn't even worth it.
The coupon didn't work. It was such bullshit. We had to pay for both meals. I was so pissed, and by the time we got back, I was like, it was almost time to, like, wake up and get ready to go leave. I was like, fuck that. We missed, like, half that night. I was like, I gotta take a nap.
I'm napping, fuck that. Yeah. I don't know, I can't do music festivals, dude. They seem like they'd be fun, but I get bored at fucking hip-hop shows, bro, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I barely
sure.
stay for the encore, dude.
For sure. But, I mean, there's definitely two different styles, though, because, like, if you're camping at one... That's fun as shit. Because that's camping.
Yeah.
So you just go back to camp.
Yeah.
And then you're hanging out with the homies. Yeah. You know, you're just rapping and doing the bullshit. And then just certain times of the day or night, you have some events. And then, you know, you cruise in and get some food. But man, like the one in Vegas, like you took a bus from the hotel to like, you know, like it was like a 40-minute ride to the actual festival every day. That shit was bogus. I'll never do that again. I didn't like it. Like, it was not fun. The bus broke down one time. We had to wait for another bus and shit.
That's the worst, dude.
Some of the bus rides would be tight. Like, you know, there'd be a bunch of people all hyped to go to the festival. And then you get on one and everybody's, like, grumpy for some reason. You're like, I don't know what happened to all these people. But because there'd be lines and shit sometimes, you know. And that pissed fucking people off, you know.
That's how it goes, bro. You can't wait in line, dude. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, dude. They're line warriors. You got to get ready for sure. The
lines are super long now. You got to stay 6 feet apart.
Oh, they're across the block. I don't think everybody's talking about there's going to be music festivals in 2021. I just don't see it happening.
I like that Tim Dillon one he put. He's like, yeah, I'm going to virtual Burning Man, and he's got the unicorn hat on, and he's all dressed up. He's all, I need the computer. Fuck homeschool. I need the computer. I'm doing virtual Burning Man, dude. And he's all dressed up, dude, ready for virtual Burning Man, dude.
Yeah.
And he's telling his old lady and his kid, fuck school. And then he ends up on fucking the classroom, fucking all high on fucking ecstasy or whatever, dude. Fucking on the classroom. In That's the fucking hilarious. Classroom.
Virtual Burning Man. Damn.
Yeah.
I miss concerts, that's for sure.
I miss fucking everything, dude.
I've only seen one person play live music this whole year, which is crazy. It was just some random guy at a brewery.
I went to that show at number 38. Derek Stroop headlined. Who else? Zach Moss, dude. Zach Moss had a killer set there, bro.
Oh, he rips.
Dude, he rips like a motherfucker, dude.
I'll say this. I've said this a bunch, and I'll say it a bunch more. Zach Moss is the only person I've ever met where I don't understand. Like, the amount of talent he has in the different sections of things he can do, from comedy to music to filming to acting. I've seen him crush all these different, not famous, not... Like, I don't understand. Like,
he's dope. No, man.
he did like a fucking country rap, like, before he did comedy. And we were like, we were kind of shitting on him. Like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And then we went camping and he, like, no shit, did original songs all night. I was like, this motherfucker's impressive.
That's dope.
This is crazy.
No, Dick Black said he met him when he used to own a dispensary.
Dude, same camping trip.
You know what I mean?
Same camping trip. He must have had, like, leftover material from the dispensary, and he burned it at the camping trip. He's like, I gotta get rid of some of this shit.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, he's got some documents he's gotta get rid of.
Oh, man.
I thought that was funny.
That's good. Good shit, dude.
Yeah, good guy, you know?
No, he's cool, dude. I give him mad props because I always get on the Twitch and watch the shit since COVID season started.
Oh, the comedy shit?
Yeah, the video, Phone It In.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Grambo got in deep on that shit, dude. I'm in Grambo's virtual reality skit that he did. But, yeah, man, no, Zach, he's dope, bro. I really like you. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He is awesome Thursday, dude, at fucking number 38, dude. He was also awesome.
Also, a host of events. Did you go to the first one of those? Dude, there was a baby goat there. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never
been to a party. They had a baby goat. I was like, look at this.
No, it was super futuristic because you got to go throw your card down now, and they give you a wristband, and then you go up to the counter and you do your wristband and you tell them what you want, and then it charges you later.
Where?
At that number 38. It's like future shit, bro.
Okay, sorry. Start over. Where's what's going on at 38?
So the way you pay for your drinks and shit is all futuristic, bro. Like, you go in, they give you a wristband,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a little chip on it.
Yep.
And then you go to the counter and you do the chip and you say, yeah, I want a whiskey cola and very little ice. You know what I mean? Right. Or whatever.
And at the end of the transit.
And then at the end, it fucking, you just walk out and it charges you later.
Yeah, but how does they get the information on the wristband?
You gotta give your ID and a card.
Oh, okay. That's how.
And then, bam, everything's all fucking, you don't
good to
fucking,
go.
Good to go. You don't fucking pull no cash out. You don't give them your card again. You don't do nothing. You just fucking bam, bam.
So that's so funny. Full circle to music festivals. Like, not my first year, but definitely after my first year, they started doing cashless.
Yeah.
And the ticket, like when you scan in, your ticket is your wristband. And then when you went up to any of the food vendors, they'd have an iPad. And that, whatever card you put on your account, it would charge just through that. Just so, like, when you're fucked up on acid and shit, you don't have to deal with money. Dude, it was killer.
Yeah, no, what was crazy, what was funny is Christine put the wristband on, and you tighten it, and you can't loosen it.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's the same wristband.
So.
Yeah. Dude, Dylan Dean put his on before we went to the music festival 2 months before. And he couldn't get it off. This motherfucker had to wear it the whole time. He's a savage.
Oh, dude, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's dumb as
hell. Was like, hey, he got, because they sent it in the mail a couple months before, and he took a picture of it on me. He goes, I got my ticket. And we were like, what the fuck, dude? you can't take that off. He goes, what do you mean I can't take it off? And we were like, it's stuck. Otherwise, they just pass it through the fence. And he was like, what the fuck, dude? He had to wear that shit for 2 months. And then by the time we got to the music, his shit was worn out.
I miss all those little white kids, dude, man. Yeah. Fuck, dude.
I know.
Oh, man. This shit's been... Staying in is getting me antsy a little bit, dude.
And what's... Have you had an outlet? You do anything crazy?
No, just ride my bike. But now that it's colder, it's really getting me antsy, dude. You know what I mean? Fucking... I don't know. It's just...
Any hobbies? Nothing new?
No, I was about to start painting like Jeff Cohen.
Right.
I got paint and fucking shit to do with that, and I want to do a painting with Jeff Cohen little fucking podcast too.
Hey, you'll like this hustle. You know what you need to do? You go to Goodwill, and they have a shit ton of canvases for like nothing.
Yeah.
And then just base paint them. Just throw black on them, and then just start over. And then you got free canvases, like a dollar canvas.
You never know. Some of those canvases could be worth money, dude.
I mean, what the fuck? They're worth
money. My homeboy's selling shit online, bro, from the pawn shops and shit.
Right.
Like the old fucking Nintendos and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like certain ones, dude, you go find a yellow Nintendo 64, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's the Pokemon $560,
dog. No, it's the fucking Donkey Kong one.
Oh, the Donkey Kong one. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I remember that one.
$600 they're going for, dude. Did you hear that kid that bought like so this fucking kid bought 270 PS5s.
Right.
270 PS5s he bought for regular price.
Right.
So 3 days after they were all sold out, right?
Flipped them.
He sold each one of them for fucking $900 to $1,100
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, I know.
Doubling, almost tripling. He fucking did it, bro.
They applied. You know what they did? They applied the shoe game to just anything.
Yeah.
They were just like, any release of anything, let's just go buy it out.
That's how you do it, dude. That's how you can fucking flip it and make a bunch of money. I've been watching this guy on YouTube. He does the Valuetainment. His name's Patrick Bet Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I use his web browser now because it pays me in crypto just for using the web browser. I'm on it all the time. I'm going to be...
What kind of crypto you get?
You get the... Their, it's called a BAT, Basic Attention Points. You get your BAT through them.
Through them on their website?
On for using the web browser, you get the BAT through them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm trading it on my... upload is the little account thing, and you could put it into the Bitcoin stock if you want.
You could trade it for Bitcoin.
You could trade it for Bitcoin. Right. So I fucking threw, I had $1.87 just the other day, and when Bitcoin went up fucking 300 fucking, 300.
Yeah, I know.
Like just the other
day.
Fucking my shit went up to fucking $2.50, dude.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just the money that I fucking made from the last 2 months using this one web browser.
Right.
And you can set the web browser, and it blocks all the ads, bro. All of them.
Right.
All of the fucking ads, dude. And that's what's giving you the basic attention points, because you're winning your time back by them blocking all those fucking stupid ads. Now, they drop ads in the corner, you get fucking so many... points for just dismissing them.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they give you ads, and they give you all their ads are for other cryptos.
Could you turn up the ad? Do they let you?
Yeah, you could turn them. I got them at the highest. I get 12 every 3 hours
that's
or something.
That's fucking nuts, though.
So that's 4 an hour, right?
Right.
12 every 3 hours.
You're snack. They're like, more ads, please.
Yeah, more ads. You could turn it up a little bit in. You could trade. So, like, if you had a podcast, I could say, dude, your podcast was dope. I could fucking give you Bitcoin straight from fucking anywhere on that thing to your podcast.
Right.
And, like, it's just like putting your, say, you want somebody to give you some money in Bitcoin.
Right.
Like, dropping that at the end of your, as a link. Do you know what I mean?
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you got your, what's the website that has your wallet?
That upload.
So
wallet.
On upload, do you transfer to your account?
I could send it straight to my Venmo.
And then straight to Venmo, do they charge you for that?
Nope.
Do they charge you to transfer their crypto, the whatever you called it, to the Bitcoin?
Nope. It's just all fucking quick and easy, dude. It's crazy.
Upload. Is upload an app?
You can.
Right.
Yeah, I got it on my phone.
Damn. Yeah, I use one. They charge you.
Yeah, this one, dude, you just fucking, you drop it over, boom, boom. Right. You can check the market, like, fucking in the morning. Just this morning when I woke up, I seen fucking the shit was in the red, so I dropped it into the gold account I have. That's fucking still, like, it's like 0.065, but it hasn't moved in fucking 2 days. It's still been in the green, 0.065, the little gold thing. So I throw it into there until something else moves, and I'll drop it onto there. Boom.
Right.
Fucking, I can't wait to fucking, I get more money to fucking see if you fucking play the game more, bud. You know what I mean? It's better than gambling, dude. I'm a gambler, son.
Let's get some card games.
Let's play some 3-5-7, some fucking throw the bones, bud. I'm down. Dominoes, bud. We can play dominoes for $5 a round, bud. You know what I mean? I'm down, homie. You ever played 31?
No.
It's kind of like a short gin rummy, dude.
Really?
Yeah, but then you could bet on your hand.
Right.
So you need all the same suit.
Right.
So it plays out. Aces are 11, you know, kings are 10s, and you're trying to get 31. If you get 31, you win. You throw the hand down.
Man.
But if you got like 29, yeah, and you play for a pot, like maybe three pennies. So everybody loses their 3 pennies, and then they're out of the pot because it goes around quick. The games are quick.
Right.
But, man, we
just
used
one-hand
to play
games.
Yeah, it's just boom, boom, boom. No, you go around like fucking like a rummy, pull a card, drop a card.
Oh, okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Right,
so everybody's working
hand.
On a hand.
Right,
everybody's working
right.
on a hand. But when you think you got the best hand, like 29, 28, you could go, I don't need another card. You guys got to beat this, what I have.
Right.
So then it goes around one more time, and then you flip over and see if you beat everybody.
And you end the shit.
Yeah, and you end, and then everybody that loses got to throw a fucking coin in, or the lowest loser loses a coin. And then when you lose all 3 coins and you beat everybody else, you get the pot.
Sounds fun.
Hell yeah, it's fucking, I love gambling. Motherfucker, dog.
You ever go to bingo?
Yeah.
Dude,
right up here, right? You want to go to bingo?
Dude,
I've
seen that one.
They're
yeah.
open, fool. They're open.
Are they?
Yeah.
You going there?
You got to go all spread out. You got to get there early because there's like a million Mexicans, bud.
Of course.
And then cut it off, bud.
All those old ladies with their little trinkets and shit.
When I was in judo.
Yeah.
So to raise money for judo, we used to have to go do the bingo at the North Glen Bingo up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
These old ladies used to pinch our asses and all that shit, dude. Yeah. Dirty old ladies, buddy.
She's like, give me some popcorn, Poppy.
Oh, man, dude. I'll take another soda, big boy. Pat, pat. Little smack on the ass. Oh, man, it was fun,
you
dude.
And your little rat tail, I bet.
Dude, we used to fucking steal. steal money and go buy weed.
What was the scam?
Pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody checks the pickle money, buddy. If that bitch hands you fucking 520, buddy, you fucking just crumble one up in your hand and you fucking shove the rest in the box and then, like
just
that, buddy. You know what I mean?
Moving,
yeah, dude, fucking 220s, buddy. This was back when weed was illegal.
Right.
So I'd have to go to my dad and I'd be like, Dad, could you sell me a quarter? And he'd be like, Son, I don't like selling you pot.
Right.
But here.
But you ate your vegetables today.
Yeah. Make sure you eat your vegetables.
I could tell.
Oh, man. No, my mom was the weirdest about weed.
She didn't like it?
That bedroom where Bella's in right now?
Right.
That room used to smell like weed all the time, dude. My mom used to blaze
down. Oh, she was getting high. Okay. She used to
blaze down, but then she'd be like, you better not be smoking pot.
Right, of course, yeah.
Talking shit to me all the time, bro.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, everybody thought it was, you know, it's the worst thing for everybody's talking shit. But
when you're smoking it all the time, come on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're feeling...
Moms are hypocrites.
They feel
moms,
bad for it anyways.
Moms are the biggest fucking hypocrites,
yeah,
dude.
But you gotta know, you know, if you're doing it.
I love my mom, dude, but, dude, she just, like, she hated me smoking weed because my dad smoked it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but she smoked weed too. But like the story about the first time I ever smoked weed, right?
Right.
Is I stole it from my mom from underneath her waterbed and smoked it with my dad, dude.
He told you to steal it?
No.
Oh.
They were divorced for a long time, so during the summertime I'd go with my dad for like for a whole week, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I had already had a bunch of clothes over my grandma's, you know what I mean? So my dad's like, yeah, son, just fucking, I'm going to go pick you up, and we're going to go to Elitch's Friday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my mom was at work, and my dad was coming to get me. I was like, cool, hell yeah, I'm like 13, 14 years old, you know? So I stole the weed from my mom, and as we're walking to Federal over here, I told my dad, I said, hey, Dad, I got a little bit of weed. Do you want to smoke it? My dad goes, oh, son, are you for real? And I'm like, yeah. And he's all, Grandma just flushed my last quarter pound down the toilet this morning, man. Like, for real, dude.
What the
dude.
Fuck? Yeah, that's a lot of weed.
Yeah, a whole quarter pound. And she woke him up, dude. My grandma found it underneath his bed because right. The dog was fucking with something underneath his bed.
Right.
So she pulled out the bag, the fucking the paper bag with it in it.
Right.
And she fucking crumbled it all up in the toilet, and then she goes and wakes my dad up. Hey, pendejo, come upstairs.
That's a lot of work too.
Pendejo, like this, and my dad wakes up.
Can't be good for the pipes either.
And he goes upstairs, and she's all look, and he looks in the toilet, and she fucking flushes it, dude.
Just, oh, she waited?
Yeah, she waited.
Oh, no.
My grandma's cold.
She did. She grinded it all up.
She fucking broke it all up and threw it in the water and fucking, and then woke my dad up and flushed it in front of him. And then my dad's like, dude, Grandma just flushed the weed in front of me. It was fucked up. And he's like, but we're going to smoke it, son. We're going to get high. Yeah, I'll smoke weed with you. You're old enough. You know what I mean? My dad's like, I'm so glad you got some weed, son. I need some, you know?
Right.
He's all hungover. Fucking all fucked up.
Oh, God.
Because my dad's a horrible person. I love him, but he's fucking a horrible person, dude. He's all fucked up, drunk, dude, hungover. Coming to get me to go to Elitch's, dog. And I supplied the weed.
You're like, I got the weed.
13-year-old Lou. Fucking dad, I'm going to save your life today. I found some weed underneath mom's fucking waterbed.
That's a rocket.
And then we got to the bus. We took the bus to 38th. And this is when it was off 38th and Tennyson over there, Elitch's.
Right.
And we get off the bus. We're walking to Elitch's. I was like, yo, are we going to smoke this shit? And he's like, no, son. We're going to smoke this shit in Elitch's. I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Are you serious? And he's like, yeah, son. So we go inside. We get on the Skyride, and we're puffing, dude. Boom. Fucking just like half-baked. Fucking I heard music, all the shit, dude. Was
that the first time?
That was my first time really getting stoned,
dude.
Hey,
at least you were safe with your dad.
And we smoked with my dad out of a big old long wood pipe that looked like a pirate ship, like the front of a pirate ship wood pipe. But right, it was tight, fool. Fuck, dog. You never forget. When was the first time you ever got high?
Oh, man. I was fucking 19.
Oh, you're a late bloomer.
Yeah, dog. I was old as fuck. I had drinks. I got drunk when I was like 13.
We used to drink when we was
They
11.
Got me, dude. They got me. They were like, it's meth. And I was like, don't do meth. Don't smoke weed. That's what they got me. I believed them.
Like, your parents got you.
Dude, they wasn't even really them. It was like the school and everybody around me and shit. And then even when I was like 13, like 14, I'd be hanging with my buddies. They'd all be smoking weed. And they'd be like, come on, dude. And at that point, it was like, in my head, I was like, y'all aren't, this is lame. Like, y'all, if you are all doing it, it's stupid. I was like, this ain't going to be something you're into.
Like, I'm punk rock, fool.
None of them smoke weed now, though.
Punk rock.
And now I smoke hella weed. That's the weirdest thing.
That's what trips me out. Like, I got a few homeboys that fucking say they had a fucking panic attack.
That's what they say.
And I was like, are you serious? And I don't know. I fucking... And, but then they fucking get drunk and crash their car into the neighbor's house. Well, I think it's
when you're like mad hungover.
Oh, man.
And then you go smoke. You know when you like get the dizzy spins? I never had that, dude.
Bro. Weed never affected me. Like, maybe because I started so young.
I don't know.
And I kept my tolerance up. Like, when blunts came out, fuck, I smoked hella blunts, dude.
When blunts came out?
I'm not even joking, dude. Like, fucking a few years ago, we had this homeboy that was fucking growing fucking some shit called Cinder in his basement. And he would come over with fucking 30 blunt wraps, dog.
Right.
And he'd smoke a whole fucking jar of chronic.
Right.
And blunts. Like, fuck, dog. My tolerance level's high. Why do you think I do 50 dabs a day, bro?
Dude, I'm feeling you. I mean, I'm right here with you. I mean, I'm not doing that as many as you, but, like, I got a high.
No.
I don't know what it is, too. I know what you're saying. Like, I can do. Like, you don't get high on edibles, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get fucked up on edibles, but I actually need some edibles right now. My back is killing me.
Well, how many do you eat?
Edibles or
how many do you eat? What are you at,
dude? When I have like when comedy starts going good and I get my med license back, dude, yeah. I'm going right to the spot where I could fucking go get me either a 250 milligram chocolate bar or a 500 milligram chocolate bar,
doggy.
And I'll break two pieces off, which is 50 a piece. And I'll throw it in a hot cup of coffee just to fucking do my stretches on the ground, bro.
Yeah.
That's how bad my back kills me, dude. I'm a Mexican, bro. I've been working since I was 15 to support my weed habit, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck, dog. I fucking been working for a long time. Construction. My first job was roofing this house.
Damn.
That was one of my very first jobs. It was roofing this house. I made fucking $260 for the weekend. I fucking went and fucking helped homeboy roof fucking 12 other houses that summer.
Damn.
And I bought me a little Volkswagen Bug, bro.
I'm fucking scared of heights. I couldn't do that.
Oh, dude, I fell off plenty of roofs, bro. That's probably why my back's fucked up,
no
dude.
No shit!
Fuck, dog, I fucking... Dude, all the dumb shit I did as a kid, dude, I remember breaking into my cousin's storage, bro, because fucking they changed the locks, but they had it was metal... But
right.
Then at the top, it was like chain link fence. So if you could climb to the top and get through the chain link fence, you could get into the storage.
Right.
This fucker had fucking 20 pounds in that storage. He needed to get into that motherfucker, dog. So right. I did it for him. I threw all the fucking weed out of his storage, dude. And then fucking climbing out of there, dude, I fucking fell right down. Pow! Right on my fucking back, dog. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's another time I fucking think my back, fucking, I fucked my back up, dog. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And then fucking working construction, all the sewer dog shit, bro. Them hoses are heavy, bro. I used to pull fucking 350 feet of hose out sometimes just to fucking fix it, bro. Just to fix hose.
Oh.
You know what I mean? This shit is fucking, it's crazy, dude. You know, the shit you do for work, bro.
That's
brutal. You know what I mean?
You go for edibles? So you're saying about 100 milligrams you're cooking?
I could do a 100 milligram dose and fucking my back will feel better. I get a little high. Sometimes right. I fucking...
Be a little goofy?
Yeah, sometimes I get a little goofy, dude. But man, so check this out. When I was driving Lyft,
right.
I pick up this stripper chick, Shotgun Willie's, dude, like 3:30 in the morning. Fly ass, honey, dude. And she's like... Oh, I've had you before. I was like, Denise, you know what I mean? We were cool. And she's like, yeah, you let me hit my vape pen. And I was like, hell yeah. She's like, do you do edibles? I was like, I sure fucking do.
Right.
This chick gave me a fucking cookie, like two fucking Christmas tree cookies. And I was like, are they edibles? And she's like, they're good ones. And she gave me like half of one and two full ones, right? So I started eating the half of one. And she's like, whoa, watch out. She's all... You're going to get high on that. And I was like, I want to. I just made fucking $700 tonight.
Right.
I already pulled out $280 to go see the Dope Man and go to Central City, bud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My cousin, telling her that right now?
Yeah, I'm telling her. No, dude, no, I'm just
trying to get her in?
No, kind of maybe, dude, but she's a nice girl, bro. She ended up being cool. I actually she texted me on Instagram or something, dude, but I got too many Instagrammers. I fucking can't keep hold of all this dumb shit on fucking Facebook and Instagram.
So what happened? Nothing?
So, no, she's like, watch out for these. They're fucking potent as fuck. I was like, well, how much did you put in? She's like, I think for all the butter I used, she's like, I put in like 1.5 grams of wax. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. That's like fucking 1,000 milligrams, dude.
Right.
I was like, how many cookies did you make? She's like, 22. And I was like, damn, that's still like fucking 200 a fucking cookie or whatever, dude, if you're breaking it down, you know what right. I mean? I was like, you put a lot. And she's like, they're fucking potent. She's like, the owner of the bar is asleep. I was like, oh, shit. So I ended up eating that half one, dropped her off on Colorado by the fuck Carl Jr. over there right. off the highway, I-70 in Colorado. And I came straight home. My cousin Epi's right here. I didn't even go see the Dope Man. I was high as fuck, dude. I'm fucking driving and giggling, and my cousin's like, are you drunk? And I was like, I don't drink, Epi. And he's like, dude, you seem like you're drunk, fool. And I was like, oh, yeah, I ate that cookie. I fucking forgot. I ate the... Yeah, when you're so high, you fucking forget 20 minutes ago, bud, you're fucking high, fool.
Yeah.
And that was, dude, I drove all the way up to Central City. Me and my cousin got out, bro. We went into the casino. Both of us put money in a fucking machine, bro. Boom! I fucking hit fucking 700, dude. Fucking pulled the fucking ticket out, put it in my pocket. I still have 200 to gamble with. I fucking, me and him go to another machine. He hits for 370. I fucking go to the machine right next to him. I hit for another $400, bud.
What?
Not even fucking joking. We fucking left, bud.
There you go.
He was on probation. He ate the other half of that last cookie, but he was feeling so good. I go pay my probation. I don't give a fuck. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll tell him I took my last piss test last time. You know what I mean? He's all high and happy, dude. But man, it was fucking dope, bro. Check this out. I owed fucking $840 in fucking fines to get my license back. I came back and paid that shit off, bro.
What? That happened recently?
No, that happened last year.
Oh, damn.
It was last year. Or no, the year before. It happened the year before.
That's what's up, though.
Because I owed a bunch of money. Either that or they were going to take my license, bud.
Right, of course.
And I just went and gambled, bud. I just fucking gambled. If I hit it big, I'll pay my
fines. It's not called gambling if you always lose. I'll tell you what. People win.
I'll pay my fines, maybe. I walked out of there with fucking $1,300, bud. Yeah. I was like, it looks like I'm paying my fines. I was about to start a payment program with that $200 I had. I was like, it's either fucking, or no, I was going to start a payment program with the other because I made like $700 that night.
Right.
I was like, I'll just throw this out a payment program against my fines, bud. And I ended up going and paying them off, bud.
Bam.
That's how you do it.
Hit them. Let them know.
So you got any shows coming up? Or everything going to wait till after the start of the year?
Yeah, dog. This right now is dead as fuck.
Hey, you got a show at Brews off of Colfax.
I'm first. That's still after the first. That's still not this year, though.
At the start of the year, bro. You're fucking going for it, bro.
I mean, I'll come down.
I'm going to get you free beer, too, bro.
I don't need no free beer. Like, I'll come down. Oh, it's on Friday?
Yeah.
I'll come party.
All right.
I'll buy some beer. I'll support. You know me.
Yeah, dude. Roll through. Your first beer's free, Nick Dean. I always get some. First of the year, bro. It's going to be a new year, bro. 2021. COVID vaccine's out.
It's out.
Fucking, you know, people might get their face paralyzed, but at least, fuck, we're not going to get COVID. You know what I mean?
I mean, take the shot.
Yeah, dude. Take a shot.
Get it.
I'm not going to. It changes your DNA.
Yeah, you give it that. Unless it's free. Unless they're like, yo.
It's going to be free, bro, but it changes your DNA. Yeah, but I ain't going to put nanites in your blood.
It'd have to be like some fancy doctor. I ain't going to Walgreens. You know what I'm saying?
Bill Gates told us two years ago,
I'm going to download your brains using a shot.
Bob Gates is putting nanites in your blood like fucking nanites. Like G.I. Joe. Just like G.I. Joe, bro. They're putting.
Bro, they don't need to do that. You already hold on to a cell phone all day. You don't need. They don't even need to. They already got it, dog. They already got it.
They got my DNA from me doing plasma.
At this point, they're just trying to keep us alive so we keep giving them that fucking information.
Did you hear Trump? Did you hear Trump last month, bro?
No, what'd he say?
He said this. He's like, I want to give a special thanks to Luis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. His plasma saved my life.
It had extra
marijuana and cocaine in it. And it killed the COVID virus.
Did you know
he's a tremendous person?
Did you know that motherfucker's 6'2"? Mm-hmm. That's insane. That's a big guy.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm only 6 foot.
You're only 6 foot?
That's what I'm saying. That motherfucker's bigger than me.
All right.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that is.
I know people be acting like he's like people are like, oh yeah, he shakes people's hands hard. I'm like, yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, dude.
Compared to those little politicians, I bet.
You know, the biggest guy I ever met was when I worked in the sewer. This dude was 6'8".
That's big. That's much bigger than that.
So this motherfucker,
that's rare.
He'd fucking get a case of beer for him.
Yeah.
And a beer can looked like one of those mini Shasta cans.
Right, of course.
In his hand, bro. Yeah. And he would slam like this every night after work, bro. Boom, bro. He'd drink like 12 of them, bud.
His knees probably hurt.
And dude. The first day I ever seen this fucking guy, dude, he was in a manhole. The manhole's only fucking 5'8".
He's out of it?
And he's in the manhole.
Right.
It's like, I don't even know how the guy got his shoulders through the fucking 24-inch hole.
Right.
But he's in the manhole chipping stalactites out of the manhole because it's got high sulfur. So the stalactites are fucking blocking the water from going down.
Right.
So he's chipping this big old block of stalactites out. And he goes, do you got something that could fucking break these up in the pipe? And we're like, yeah, we got this chain cutter that'll do the job. But then he stands up and his head and shoulders stick out of the fucking manhole like this, bro. And he's standing down in the fucking manhole. We're like, what the fuck, dude? How big are you? And then he fucking goes like this, and he just pushes himself out, dude. And we're like, whoa, man, this guy's a fucking giant.
The fucking man. Earth just birthed this man.
Dude. I was like, what the fuck? He's a golem, bud. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was like, this guy's huge, bud.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you guys deal with drinking water?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay. What do you think about it? You drink tap water?
Denver, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Because all our water comes straight through from Silverton.
Okay.
So from Dillon Lake up there, our water comes through an aquifer all the way into the city, dude. And it's pretty much the purest water in the world, bro.
Yeah, I've been drinking it for years. It's great.
Yeah, so, but like, that's why I talk shit about downstreamers, dude. They all drink our pee, bro. It's all fucking redone.
Like Nebraska.
Water. So even in Lakewood.
Lakewood, that close.
Nah, dude, so I'm not even, or go south.
Well, who's above
the more
us?
South,
who's...
you go like Littleton. So Littleton, the reason why you'll never find me over there at Confluence Park fucking swimming in the fucking water.
Right.
You know why you'll never find me there? Because fucking Littleton has to treat the water and like it's only a fraction. It's only like 10% of their water is reclaimed water. That means water from the sewage that got reclaimed.
Yeah.
But the rest is put right into the Platte River. And that's before the Platte River in fucking Cherry Creek Junction right there where everybody fucking swims, bro.
Oh, I see what
dude,
you're saying.
Dude, kids, there's going to be higher estrogen levels in there. All that shit. Dude, I wouldn't touch that fucking water, bro.
Dude, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like fucking everybody talks shit about fucking Alex Jones and the gay frogs, dude. That shit's fucking real, bro. I'm not playing Nick Dean. We could drive right up the highway
I'll
right
tell
here.
You what. Ever since they started playing in that creek.
Nah, dude. We could drive right up this highway, and there's three giant fucking lakes up here, bro.
Yeah.
And that's all of Denver's reclaimed water.
Right.
They can't put it into the river because the estrogen levels are so fucking high. It's the only thing that they can't fucking strain out of the water to fucking put it back into the drinking water.
Where's it coming from?
It comes from our piss. From women's piss, dude. From fucking pills. Fucking all these hormone blockers that you... What do you think, dude? It all breaks down in your body? It all stays in your body? No. You piss it out. It's
yeah, but
waste.
We're not.
We're not, but everybody else is. It's in the water. It's in the water.
Who? What pills?
any pill, birth control pills. Is Georgia on birth control?
No.
No? Okay. No. I got a vasectomy. You got snipped. Okay. Yeah. Well, then good. You're not part of the fucking problem.
But no, I did. Yeah, I took. There's a big problem with
hormone blockers and all that shit, dude. It doesn't come out of the water, bro.
Right.
Like, so, even working in the sewer, I learned this, dude. This is the smartest thing you'll ever hear come out of my mouth, dude.
What do you got?
The solution to pollution is dilution.
Just put more water on it?
You gotta dilute it. You gotta dilute it out of the theory, bro. You know what I mean? Just like fucking, you know, they're taking pollution out of the water by fucking stopping the plastic from even going downstream. That's the smart idea. Not picking it up out of the fucking ocean. You know what I mean?
Right, get it where it starts.
Yeah, so that's why you see evaporation ponds like that, giant evaporation ponds like that, because they can't put it back into the thing because it's contaminated.
Right.
If they did, you would have gay frogs from here to fucking Texas, bro, because our water, we're everybody else's water source, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
All the way to California.
Oh, everywhere, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
So that we might be able to end on that note, dude. Fuck downstreamers, bro. Fuck you're em. Lucky you live here in D-Town now, Nick Dean.
I'm
you're
on the top sharp, of the block.
Bro. On the fucking top of the hill, bud. Drinking that clean water, bro.
I'm glad I checked.
Yeah, dude. It's true, dude. Fucking downstreamers are weird, bro. You can just tell something's wrong with them. I think something's going to be wrong with all these fucking
their
kids.
Their neck smells.
Something. Nah, dude. Something's going to – all the kids are going to be homeschooled, bro. How fucking weird was the dude, homeschool
you know,
kid?
You know what I seen before? So they got hit with, you know, everybody got hit with snow. You still got to go. You're already there. You don't get a day off. Isn't that crazy? Thinking of snow days. Off. You know, I used to get hot days because we didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, hell yeah. We didn't have no air conditioning in my school. So they'd be like, it's too hot today. Go home. I'd be like, fuck, get the fuck out.
That's cool, dude.
I was pumped.
Oh, man. I went to summer school every year.
Oh, I only went once.
I went every year because I hated language arts, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have fucking graduated if I didn't take language arts every fucking summer school, bro.
Yeah, I got a GD. You got a high school?
I played it small. Yeah, I graduated all the way.
Oh, dude, I got GD.
On time and everything, dude.
I cut was out. Sharp,
bro.
I cut out too much.
I play. The only bad thing is I watched that movie Office Space.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to play high school just like this. I'm going to do just enough to get by.
Right, of course.
And fucking... Dude, who cares? I had a summer job.
Yeah.
I'd go from summer school to Jim's Burger Haven, dude, and eat hamburgers.
Dude, once you're old enough weed, to realize bro. like who the teachers were, you're yeah. like, oh, what? I wasn't gonna learn nothing anyway.
So my language arts teacher, both years of summer school, my sophomore and junior year,
mm-hmm.
ended up being my language arts teacher for my senior year, and. He let me do Richard Pryor. He let me do a whole report about Richard Pryor.
Oh, nice.
And I even talked about him freebasing cocaine and everything, dude. I did everything about him, dude. And he's like, the subject was something you shouldn't be talking about in high school. He's all, but your report was great. He's like, your oral report about fucking Richard Pryor being the best in the world is great. And that's why I took a picture outside of Wide Right, dude, because I think I've been a comedy fan since fucking then, bro. You know what I mean?
Since language arts summer school.
Language arts summer school. Hell yeah. Richard Pryor's the shit.
Brah, 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 brah. Fuck Nick, those downstreamers. Hey,
thanks for coming. Fuck a downstreamer. And you tell Georgia I'm going to cook her a great vegan meal when she comes on the podcast.
Some
okay?
ratatouille.
Oh, shit. My mom is home. My mom's home right now.
Wrap
we
got to
go.
Go.
We got to go. Boogie.